Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is May 19th, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. Tonight is our ever-popular shamanic awakening ceremony. We get intense on this one, folks, and we're going to shake up that heavy energy and move it through. So here's how the night's going to go. We start, as usual, with calling the directions, calling in the allies, make sure we have a nice, lovely container. Then we're going to actually start with the four-step embodied awakening process. And we'll start by just calling in maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. I may sing a mantra to sweeten the energy field. We'll start in a nice, really sweet space. Then we'll go on to the healing invocation. And that's where it gets strong. Typically after that, I will be drumming and rattling and very specifically calling out lower vibration beings so they can leave. So this is where it gets intense. Yet in all the years I've done this, many, many times have I done this ceremony in all kinds of settings. No one's ever reported getting overwhelmed because the divine won't allow it. So you're safe. You can let go and just release all that heavy stuff you've been carrying around to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So that section is quite long. It often lasts like 45 minutes or so. So just settle in and let the stuff clear as we do that. Then once I can sense that the clearing is pretty much done, then we invoke ourselves into union with our higher selves. We're out of body and one with that beautiful being of light that created us. We hang out there a short while. Then we call the divine into the body for embodied awakening and may even do an invocation to kind of lock all that in more consistently. And maybe we'll spread the good energy around to the universe and then we'll wrap it up. This lasts usually about 2 hours, although lately it's been maybe 90 minutes to 2 hours, so we'll see how long it plays, but allow 2 hours if possible. As always, I make my usual requests. Please do only this if you're doing this, because as always, everyone who participates in an Awakening Plus event live or on the recording is sending energy into the event in the Akashic Records, and you affect everybody else, so please do your very best being here and please give it your full attention. If you have to exit the event at any point before we close the sacred container, even if you're on the recording, please ask the allies to gently ease you out of the space and they will do so and your departure will not disrupt anything. So that's pretty much it. We'll dive in and get it rolling. So, The invitation now is to relax and close your eyes. I'm going to grab a seat pad to make myself a little more comfortable. All righty. Okay. So I invite you to close your eyes and as I do the calling in of the energies, I invite you to either just feel the energy moving in your body, if you can feel that. And if you cannot, then just rest in passive breath awareness. Just passive feeling either way. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kuichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Dragon, Phoenix, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy, and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have our container. Just take a moment to feel how your body feels. Feel how the space around in and in you feels. So now we're going to invoke maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. So the invocations will be spoken to your higher self. Do these out loud if you can, and silently if you must. Here we go. Maximum light and divine consciousness, that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Relax and let the energy come into your body. To get the best results from these invocations, unless I tell you otherwise, here's what I recommend post-invocation language. Just relax and feel the energy coming into your body. If you don't feel any energy in your body, just relax into passive breath awareness. I recommend that you don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax, feel the energy moving, or feel your breath coming and going. If you become distracted during an invocation, let that distraction be as it is with no resistance, and simply relax your attention back into either feeling energy or feeling breath. If the distraction remains, that's fine. Let it do its thing. You do your thing. You can also play with effort level, using the absolute least effort needed to feel the effect, the energy moving, or the breath awareness. So as we let the effects of this invocation come in, I'm going to sing a mantra. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sumita Shri Bhagavate Namaha Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma. Shri Bhagavati Sumita. Shri Bhagavate Namaha Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavati Sumita Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavate Namaha Just feel the field a moment. It's pretty peaceful. All right. In a moment, we'll crank it up and do some energy moving. So now we're going to get things stirred up. We've established a peaceful ground to work from. And next we're going to stir up some heavy energy, or as they say in Peru, hucha, to clear it away. And that's what this next long section will be about. So I invite you to say the healing invocation with me. As a reminder, again, you're not going to get overwhelmed. It may be intense, but it won't be too intense. So if you'd like to call in the healing, repeat after me, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. All right, here we go.
Shiva, Om Namah Shivaya, Shiva, 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 Om Namah Shivaya, Shiva, 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 Om Namah Shivaya, Shiva, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Yeshua, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Yeshua, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Yeshua, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Yeshua, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Shiva, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Shiva, 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 Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Dragon, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Dragon, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Dragon, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Dragon, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Om Namah Shivaya. Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Om Namah Shivaya. Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Om Namah Shivaya. Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, Om Namah Shivaya. Shiva, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Shiva, 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 Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Shiva, 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 Om Namah Shivaya.
All right. So you may now feel some heavy energy stirred up and flushing out of your body. That's awesome. Next, we're going to do a song of transmutation. So any dark beings left in you, they have a choice of either leaving or being transmuted to love and light. So before I do the song, I always have a chat with the dark beings to give them a fair chance to go home voluntarily, which everybody wins. So what I'm going to do here next is have a chat with the dark beings who are in your field and see if we can persuade some of them to leave on their own. You humans can just relax and listen and be aware of the energy movement in your body. I now speak to all beings of lower vibration and malevolent intent in any of the humans who I am addressing live or on a recording afterward. You are notified, dark beings, that I do come and serve the love and light. And in a short time, we're going to begin a song of transmutation. The function of the song is to take lower vibration beings, such as yourself, and transmute them to love and light. So if you would prefer not to have that happen, I have a way that will guarantee your safety. So to set that up, Archangel Michael, would you please come? So Archangel Michael, thank you for coming forward. Archangel Michael, please now open one-way exit-only portals to the home dimensions of these dark beings so that if they wish to go home, they can, but they cannot return. Portals are open. So dark beings, if you'll now attend to what just happened energetically, you'll feel there is a route home for you. It is my understanding and belief that many of you got trapped here on Earth and would much rather be home. So this is a rare and limited window where you can go back home. The only caveat, of course, is that you can't come back. It's a one-way trip. But you can hang out with your buddies back at home and hang around for your next assignment. So if you wish to take advantage of this offer, I invite you to do so while I play the chimes. And I will continue playing the chimes until I can notice that there are very few dark beings going through the portals anymore, at which point we'll get ready to do the song itself. So it's a pretty simple choice, dark beings. You can either stay here and run the risk of being transmuted to a being of love and light, or you can voluntarily depart back to your home base and enjoy all your buddies over there. I can tell there's a lot of dark beings going through the portals. Thank you very much. I encourage all lower vibration beings who would like to finally go home. This is your chance. Safe passage guaranteed. You humans, just relax and let these lower vibration beings depart voluntarily. They were with you already, even if you're just now becoming aware of them. All right, dark beings, as you can see, many of your allies have gone through the portals back home. And this is your last opportunity to do that before the song begins. Again, the function of the song is to transmute all dark beings into beings of love and light. So if that's what you want, hang around. And if not, the portals await you. So dark beings, the portals back to your home vibration will remain open for the duration of the song. As soon as the song ends, the portals will close. So if you believe you can stay as you are and you end up starting to get transmuted anyway, you can always duck through a portal. Thanks so much for your attention. Now you humans, just relax and let the energy move. Again, it's going to be kind of intense, but it will not be too much. And the entities are all going to be taken out as they are released from the bodies, and no one's going to get someone else's entity in them. You're safe. Here we go.
Out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted love and light. Oh, be transmuted love and light. Oh, be transmuted love and light. Oh, be transmuted love and light.
Should be better volume.
Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light is the light. Poison 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 is the light, poison is the light, poison. Poison is a light. 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 Poison. Out you go. Out you go. Out you go. Energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Hey, 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 out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Hey, 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 out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light is a light. Poison 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 is a light. Poison. Out you go. Out you go. Out you go. Energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Hey, 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 out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Hey, 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 out you go. Out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Hey, 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 out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Hey, 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 out you go. Out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light is a light. Poison 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 is a light.
Okay. Feels like most of the clearing is done. There may still be some people doing clearing work, but the majority of us seem to have lightened up enough to be ready for the next stage. This is the stage at which we merge with our higher selves. So if you feel your body and energy field, you may notice some peacefulness there. So we're going to simply invoke maximum peacefulness that serves highest good, please, and maximum union with our higher self. So repeat after me, please. Maximum peacefulness that serves highest good, please. Maximum union with my higher self that serves highest good, please, at the level of my higher self. This or something better. Now relax and let your energy body be lifted up to the level of your higher self. When you get there, you'll definitely feel the difference. And relax as you notice the deep peacefulness. So just notice that peaceful feeling, whether it's a little or a lot, and just relax into it. And your job right now is simply feel that peacefulness coming to you. And as you relax into it, and that's all you do, you merge with the peacefulness. So many of us are in union with our higher self now. If you are, just relax and be there. The more of us that ease in, the easier it'll be for everyone else. Yeah, it's a sweet energy that just came in. So now just relax into union with the higher self. You'll feel yourself just as a ball of energy. Ball might not be right. It just goes on forever. There's no shape to it. There's no boundary. You just are peacefulness in this energetic realm. If that's not your actual experience, just rest in whatever you are experiencing. And this state is free of mental chatter and challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. This is just how your higher self is. And if you're merged with it, that'll be your experience as well. So we'll leave just a moment longer for anyone else to catch up with us who can. And for those of us who are here to just enjoy it. And now I'm feeling the energy wanting to descend to the body. So now we'll invoke embodied awakening. I invite you to repeat after me now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And as the beautiful divine energy comes down into your body, just relax, be really passive, just let it come in. Again, the guidelines for optimal ease of this process. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening. No deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just feel what's happening. If you can't feel what's going on in your own body energetically, then rest in the feeling of the breath coming and going. So if you hit that spot in your body, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, just rest there. And your presence in that state will help everyone else get there too. This applies whether you're live or on the recording. Let's leave a moment longer for anyone else to move into embodied awakening who isn't there yet. Just relax, let the divine do it for you. So just feel your current state. Again, if you're feeling really peaceful and there's no mental chatter and no challenging emotion, you're most likely in embodied awakening. So ask yourself, assuming you can do everything you need to do in this state, would you rather feel more like this every day or more like the way you have been feeling? If you like this better, and I certainly do, and we're going to do one final invocation to help this be more consistent. So if you wish, begin repeating after me now. Spirit that I am, please place my main awareness in my higher self from now on, while maintaining optimal functionality in the physical world. Just rest and allow that to sink in. The divine is now rewiring us, especially in the brain, so that we are more consistently in that state. So feel how you are. I'm feeling really sweet here. So allies, we're so grateful to have been placed into such a sweet state of consciousness. We ask that you share this goodness with all beings everywhere. Let this wonderful energy radiate out to them in a way that serves each being's highest good. Thank you, starting now. So the field we created is being shared. This does not decrease it, but sometimes even multiplies it. So nothing will be lost. Yeah, I feel like that energy went out very beautifully. So just feel your human part, feel the part where you're blended with the group. Blended with your higher self. Just feel whatever's happening right now. All right. Done. Now we can call the directions and the ceremony will be complete, then we'll open it up for feedback or questions. Pachamama. Mama Kia Wirakota Inti Kwichi. Thank you, allies, for this lovely shamanic awakening ceremony. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with any human who's been part of this work, please remain with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Whew. All right, that closes the formal container. Now that's a new speed record. We've never done a shamanic awakening ceremony in an hour before. Slightly less, actually. So that leaves plenty of time for any questions or comments or feedback anyone may have. So let me allow that. So anyone who has anything to share, feel free to unmute yourself or type in the chat window. And until someone does, we can enjoy the afterglow. Anjali typed, such a needed reset tonight. Thank you. Yeah, I'm feeling the energy really strong. Kristen typed really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Kristen. Yeah, the energy is still really strong. So y'all must be pretty deep in it. It's hard to talk and type when you're in that deep state, I understand. Okay. I may have left y'all speechless. Oh. No sooner do I say that than people start typing. Cass says, this is beyond words, the strongest effect yet. You are such a good guide. Thank you, Cass. And then Deanna typed, very peaceful tonight. I was taken out for much of it, but came back just at the end. This is helpful. Yeah, I'm being guided. This will be in the best of section. It's unusual because it's such a quick shamanic awakening ceremony. Usually they run at least 90 minutes. So this will be the express version for those who want to have a deep clearing and don't have a lot of time. Any last questions or comments? Brenda types, aw, beautiful, wonderful. When you started the chimes, one of my dogs started barking in another part of the house. The other two boys were pacing. Funny thing, I have headphones on. Yes, I am feeling so good. You know, those dogs are sensitive, cats too. They feel all that psychic stuff going on. Deanna types, thank you so much. It was needed. Really appreciate the feedback, guys. Thank you. All righty. Looks like we're going to call it a night. Thanks, everyone, so much for your being here, whether you're live or on the recording. So grateful for all of you choosing to take your valuable time and participate in these events. I hope you feel more bright and shiny and clear, and that serves you in your joy of life and your service. Brenda types, thank you, with some lovely icons. And Kristen types, deep appreciate and love. Have a wonderful night. You too. Okay, that's a wrap, guys. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you all.